Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. The budget picture for Rhode Island is showing plenty of red ink, and state officials are expecting the deficits to worsen. That according to a new report from the State Budget Office. It says lawmakers will have to close a $150,000 budget gap in 2014, and the hole will grow to as much as $400 million by 2018, unless the General Assembly makes cuts. Dragging down the budget projection is the possibility of reduced casino revenue due to competition from Massachusetts. And a settlement to end the legal dispute over Rhode Island's pension overhaul could increase the financial burdens on taxpayers. The Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University is urging action to close the achievement gap for Latino students in Rhode Island. The institute is releasing a report today that highlights disparities between Latino students and their white classmates. The report finds that the state's Latino students are 2 to 3 grades behind their peers in mathematics and 1 to 2 grades behind in reading. The Policy Institute looked at both national and state test scores in compiling the report. Study authors say the Latino community is one of the fastest growing in Rhode Island, and they add changes are needed to better serve their students. Rhode Island Education Commissioner Deborah Gist is being praised for postponing for 1 year the inclusion of student test scores on teacher evaluations. Gist says there was widespread misinformation about the plan. A year will give the Rhode Island Department of Education time to explain it to teachers. Frank Flynn, president of the Rhode Island Federation of Teachers and Health Professionals, says Gist is being very responsive to the concerns of teachers.
It's a very positive sign that the commissioner, you know, is listening to the input from many circles, teachers as well as administrators.
Gist will consult with federal officials about whether the postponement will require a waiver to avoid jeopardizing the state's $75 million federal Race to the Top grant. The fate of a pit bull that bit a Warwick police officer over the weekend will be decided at a vicious dog hearing. Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch has more on that story.
Warwick police say an officer was responding to a domestic disturbance call Saturday morning when he was bit by a pit bull. The officer was arresting a 19-year-old man outside a home when a woman opened the door and a pit bull ran out and bit the officer twice. The officer fired 2 rounds, injuring the dog. Police say the officer was treated for 2 bites on his leg and is recovering. The pit bull remains at an animal hospital. Warwick police say a vicious dog hearing is next. Pit bulls have been at the center of debate between the city of Pawtucket, which bans the breed, and the state, which, through a new state law, prevents cities and towns from banning specific breeds. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And farmers say a rainy June has hurt their growing season. The Valley Breeze reports that tomatoes, beans, and corn are not as plentiful this year as in the past year. That's partly because bad weather delayed planting for some crops, and then heat waves dried out squash blossoms and hurt tomatoes. Students across Rhode Island are returning to school this week, but a new report suggests that some of them are not well served. The Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University finds Latino students in the state's urban schools are as much as 3 grades behind their peers. The institute is releasing its findings today, and Director Ana Cano Morales is here to talk more about them. Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
This study highlights an ongoing problem in Rhode Island public schools that Latino students tend to score lower than their white peers on standardized tests. Now, you looked at a national test called the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP. So lay out some of the key numbers here. What were some of the most telling statistics you found?
Well, the most telling statistics is that not only are we behind compared to our peers here in the state of Rhode Island, our white students and other students, but we're also behind in comparison to our peers nationally. So we are ranked 40th and 41st, according to NAEP reading and math scores.
What are the gaps at the state level?
The gaps at the state level are really 1.5 grades behind what we should be.
So the disparity for Latino students is larger in Rhode Island than it is in other states.
Right.
And that's in math performance?
Yes.
So math really an issue.
Absolutely. And we see that when we drill down specifically at districts, Providence really is scoring a 0% proficiency in mathematics for Latino students.
And now, is this mainly an urban problem or is it across the boards in Rhode Island?
You could say that it's across the board that Rhode Island isn't where it needs to be. Sure, it certainly is making strides to improve itself, and we've seen some gains, particularly in the NECAP scores throughout the years.
NECAP is the statewide standardized test, the New England Common Assessment Program.
But for Latino students, we are being treated as if we are a special population, a subpopulation. And what this report really highlights is that we are the population now, particularly in the urban school districts. And so everything from curriculum to professional development to school design to leadership development among school leaders, everything should be centered around this change of demographics.
Now, when you say we are the population, you're referring to, of course, demographic information that shows that Latino population in Rhode Island growing faster than any other group, and Latino students are already a majority in some urban districts.
Exactly. So not only are we the population in the urban cities and in the urban districts, but we're also the future workforce because we're a city state.
Now, Ana Cano Morales, you say one of the biggest problems Rhode Island must confront is how to educate non-native English speakers. In fact, the report calls this a crisis. What do you mean by that?
Well, it is a crisis because we have the need to differentiate between Latinos and English language learners and other immigrants. And we're not really drilling down and getting granular and learning about who our populations are and what their needs are and what their assets are. What do they bring to the table? And so there may be children who are dominant in another language. That means they're rich with vocabulary in another language, yet we're not capturing that necessarily when they enter into a public school because our public school systems are not designed for that. They're designed to actually ensure that the English language is promoted. So there leaves some room for there to be a development of dual language programs, language immersion programs, looking at cultural diversity throughout school systems, and looking at bilingual programs that may also add value to the student experience and the school system as well.
And when you look at the numbers right now for English language learners, as they're called, how are we doing in terms of educating them?
75% of the English language learners in Rhode Island are Latino. So that in and of itself tells us that there should be a very targeted vision and a targeted intervention. When it comes to systems like the systems in Providence and the systems in Central Falls and Pawtucket that are serving these students, it also tells us that perhaps they're faring poorly on some tests because language is a huge barrier and culture is a huge barrier.
And on the tests you reviewed, is the gap larger for English language learners currently?
They're very large. They're making some gains, but they're very large.
I'm speaking with Ana Cano Morales, director of the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University, and you're also chair of the Central Falls School Board. Let's talk about Central Falls, where there is already a majority of Latino students. What are you seeing there? Has the district found any solutions to this problem that are working?
What we're seeing there is that we need to remain nimble and we need to adjust to the changing demographics and to the student population. As of 2012, we have made it a policy that all of our staff, our faculty in our schools will become ESL endorsed and will be certified in English as a second language instruction. That means our existing teachers as well, so our veteran teachers, giving them the supports and the guidance that they need to be able to master that particular certification because we know that the majority of our students would benefit from that.
And what do you see as the main factors, generally speaking, behind the persistent low test scores for Latino students in Rhode Island?
We see the main challenges as being the system not keeping up with the students. So the students having much more challenging situations, both socioeconomically, poverty. The average wage for Latinos in Rhode Island is $26,000. And there's a very young population. The average age of Latinos in Rhode Island is, by the way, 26 years old. Coincidence? I don't know. And then the education, the access to education is also a barrier. Higher education is a barrier. There is also an education gap that needs to be, where we need to be mindful of it as we are looking at economic development for the state because we are the future workforce and we're a part of that growing workforce.
And by education gap, you mean?
Skills gap, job skills gap for existing jobs or future jobs, but also an education gap in terms of the cultural gap that exists between Latino students and non-Latino students in Rhode Island.
Meaning that Latino students are less likely to have a higher education degree, for example.
Yes.
And you're suggesting that the state consider some additional steps, like hiring more minority teachers.
Yes, we are. And we're actually emphasizing really raising the expectations. It's very important for young people to see people from their own community being professionals in schools. And so when you're looking at a district like a Central Falls and the demographics of student population, and you look at the teaching force population, it's the complete opposite. And we'd love to change that.
Well, Ana Cano Morales, director of the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.